Welcome to Today on Broadway for Thursday, April 4th, 2024. I'm Broadway Radio's Matt Tamanini, and I know, I'm sorry, I'm here by myself again today. I apologize for that, but Grace is out in Millburn, New Jersey at the Paper Mill Playhouse seeing the invited dress of Gun and Powder, so I'm going to run you through all of the news by my lonesome, and man, what a bit of news we have to start the show today. Last October, we found out that the great Kenny Leon would be bringing a revival of Thornton Wilder's iconic play Our Town to Broadway, and yesterday we found out who would be inhabiting Grover's Corners beginning on September 17th. As the stage manager will be Jim Parsons, who is going to be going from Mother Play this season straight in to Our Town at the beginning of next season. As Emily Webb will be film star Zoe Deutsch. As Mrs. Webb will be Katie Holmes. As Mr. Webb will be Richard Thomas. Then next door at the Gibbs household, playing George Gibbs, will be Ephraim Sykes. Dr. Gibbs will be played by Billy Eugene Jones. And Mrs. Gibbs will be played by Michelle Wilson. Also in the company will be Julie Halston as Mrs. Soames and Donald Weber Jr. as Simon Stimson. There will be a large ensemble with familiar names like Heather Ayers, Anthony Michael Lopez, John McGinty, Brianna Marie, Kevin Morrow, Noah Pyzik, Sky Smith, Bill Timoney, and more. As I mentioned, the show will begin performances on September 17th at the Ethel Barrymore Theater. Opening night is set for October 10th. Currently playing at the Barrymore is Patriots, so that will run through June 23rd. As of now, of course, it could extend, and that would still give us a good couple months to make the change over to Our Town. Mother Play, as I mentioned, which is what Jim Parsons is currently doing on Broadway, is set to close on Tony Sunday, June 16th at the Helen Hayes Theater. But an absolutely incredible cast, stacked from top to bottom, and truly a cast befitting one of the Mount Rushmore shows of the American theater. Kenny Leon said in a statement when the show was announced, quote, "I feel blessed and fortunate to have gained the trust of the Wilder estate to present this classic to another generation of theater lovers. It's long been a burning desire to collaborate on a Broadway production of such magnitude that speaks so beautifully and intimately to all people about our shared time on the planet." Tickets are on sale now, and they are currently being sold through January 19th of 2025. There is no posted closing date as of now, but I would imagine that this is going to be a limited run rather than an open run given the magnitude of stars that are in the show, but that could change. Who knows? I will definitely be looking forward to this one. As I've said many times before, Our Town, one of my favorite plays of all time, and I cannot wait to see this collection of artists put their own spin on it. Unfortunately, we have to come down from the high of that casting announcement to talk about one of the most uniquely talented playwrights of his generation, Christopher Durang. He died on Tuesday at the age of 75 after a long illness. Durang was represented on Broadway with five different shows: A History of the American Film, for which he wrote both the book and lyrics, Beyond Therapy, Sex and Longing, All About Me, and Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. For that final show, he did win the Tony Award for Best Play. He was also nominated for Best Book for A History of the American Film. His Miss Witherspoon was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 2006. He had so many other shows that, even though they did not make it to Broadway, have become indelible parts of the theatrical canon. Shows like Sister Mary Ignatius Explains It All to You, The Actor's Nightmare, Baby with the Bathwater, Laughing Wild, and more. We've recently talked about the fact that the Lincoln Center is going to reunite a majority of the original cast of Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike just a little over a month from now on May 7th for a staged benefit reading under the direction of Bartlett Shear. Sigourney Weaver, David Hyde Pierce, Christine Nielsen are going to be a part of it. And that will obviously take on a much different feel and connotation now that Durang has passed away. The night before that benefit reading of Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, Durang will be awarded the 2024 Lifetime Achievement Award at the Dramatists Guild of America's annual celebration. Obviously, now that award will be given posthumously. Durang had an indelible impact on the American theater in many, many ways. In addition to his work as a writer, he served alongside Marcia Norman as the director of the playwrights program at Juilliard from 1984 to 2016. And the playwrights that went through that program during that time are incredible, from everyone from Joshua Norman to David Lindsay Hebert, who actually took over for Durang after his initial diagnosis 8 years ago. Our thoughts are with everybody who loved Christopher Durang, either personally or professionally. All right, let's take a break real quick from the news to talk about our sponsor for this week, BetterHelp. Growing up in the Midwest and playing baseball as a kid, the spring meant that you could finally go outside. You weren't cramped up in the house. It wasn't a leaden gray sky for days upon days. And with that meant that you could go out and start doing things outside. Had baseball games, we could go outside and play, back when kids actually did that before the invention of tablets and smartphones. But as an adult, I now know that with spring comes more demands on my time. From going and watching kids' games outside, to people wanting to do more social activities, spring break, holidays, all of those things, it can be tough. If you're in a situation like that, especially if you have kids and family and responsibilities and all of those things, your social battery can be easily drained this time of year. You can feel like you're just worn down, not just physically and in terms of energy, which is obviously part of it as well, but just having to put on that social persona that might not come easily to you, that can be really, really difficult, especially as you have to do it more and more after maybe being able to tuck that part of your personality away for a little bit during the colder winter months. So as you go into the spring, what is the right amount of socializing for you? How much time is the right amount of time to be on? How often do you have to recharge your batteries? Maybe you're somebody who thrives around being with people and you enjoy that, but as soon as you're done with people, you crash. Or maybe it's the other way around and being around people completely drains your battery and you need even more time to recharge. Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness that you need to be able to figure out what exactly is right for you in your life. Therapy is not just for people who have experienced major trauma or are trying to work through a specific issue. It is about figuring out how to be your best self. And if you think that starting therapy might be something that's beneficial to you, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, which I did. It was very quick and very easy, not obtrusive at all. And they will take those answers and match you with a licensed therapist. That therapist is going to be somebody who is especially focused on dealing with the issues that you say you want to work on. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Broadway today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Broadway. All right, getting back to the news, yesterday the Signature Theater announced its 2024-2025 off-Broadway season. It'll begin this fall with a world premiere play by Dominique Mauricio called Bad Creole, I think is how that's pronounced. It's going to be directed by Tiffany Nicole Green. Then in the winter of 2025, they will have another world premiere, this one by Samuel D. Hunter, called Grangeville. No other artists or directors have been announced at this point. Then in the spring of 2025, under the direction of Les Waters, we will have Sarah Rules Eurydice. Obviously, there is an increased awareness of Eurydice on Broadway thanks to Hadestown, but this is obviously one of the most beloved and inspiring classic myths in the canon, so it'll be fascinating to see Sarah Rules' approach to the show. There will also be a developmental presentation of Melissa Akers' play Fish this September. It'll be part of the company's inaugural Launchpad Resonant and will be directed by Tatiana Pandiani. All right, sticking off Broadway, yesterday it was announced that a new musical comedy called The Ghost of John McCain will make its world premiere at the Soho Playhouse beginning on August 27th and scheduled to run through November 5th. It features a book by Scott Elmgreen and music and lyrics by Drew Fornarola. The plot description in Playbill says, quote, "When the late soldier turned senator awakens in the afterlife, he finds himself trapped inside the mind of President Donald Trump alongside a quasi-Greek chorus of other public figures, including Hillary Clinton, Roy Cohen, Eva Peron, Teddy Roosevelt, Robert Jordan, and Lindsey Graham. In order to escape, the motley crew is forced to engage in a high-stakes debate over life, legacy, and American values." Katie Davis will direct. The casting will be announced at a later date, but a reading of the musical that took place in January featured Ken Marks as John McCain, Hudson Lavero as Donald Trump, Major Attaway as Donald Trump's brain, Anne Harada as Karen, Andrew Polk as Lindsey Graham, and Angie Shore, a recent guest here on Broadway Radio, as Hillary Clinton. Perhaps unsurprisingly, John McCain's daughter, Meghan McCain, is not a big fan of this. In a social media post, she said, quote, "This is trash, nothing more than a gross cash grab by mediocre, desperate people. I hope it bombs." The term bombs is an interesting choice there, Meghan. Might have gone with something else if I were you. Going from New York to London, an incredible announcement. Yesterday, it was announced that for two nights in London's West End at the Theatre Royal Drury Lane, there will be a concert of the iconic Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Oklahoma at the same theater that it originally played in London 80 years later. Bill Diemer is directing and choreographing, and this production will feature the full original 28-piece orchestrations for the show. The cast will be led by ZZ Stralin as Laurie and Ted Lasso star Phil Dunster, which is fascinating to me. If you watched Hannah Waddingham's Christmas special on Apple TV Plus last year, you got to see him singing and dancing in that. So I think that this is very, very fun. He reads more as a Will Parker to me, but he's going to be playing Curly. So I hope that there is some sort of video of this so that folks on this side of the pond can check it out. And finally, I've got a recommendation for you. And this one comes from Late Night with Seth Meyers, where Jeremy Strong, currently appearing in An Enemy of the People on Broadway, stopped by and talked about that much-discussed protest that happened during the show last month. We'd already talked about how Michael Imperioli kind of stayed in character and interacted with the protesters. But Jeremy Strong talked about the fact that while normally you will feel a bit disrespected, perhaps, when a protest breaks out in a performance, that was not the case here. He said, quote, "This is a play about trying to communicate an inconvenient truth to the power structure. I have kids. I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't, in a way, support what they were saying. It only underlined the message of the play, which is that we're all in this together and we're all in deep shit." If you want to check out his full comment in the full segment, we will have a video in the show notes. All right, everybody, that's all that we have for today. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Broadway Radio, and you can follow me on Instagram at BWWMatt. Hope everyone has a wonderful Thursday, and we'll be back to talk to you tomorrow.